www.thebeatsmusic.org.
Free Talk Live, take control toll free here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. The We Tonight includes me, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. What will our listeners find there, Daryl, if they go to fpp.cc?
They will find news and opinions from a Liberty bend. They will also find a free monthly newspaper that comes out once a month. It's put online for free. It's also distributed across the Shire, absolutely free. And as I mentioned on my radio show yesterday, they can find that on there as well. The newspaper, it's put up. I want people to download the PDF, go to their local print shop, and get copies of this printed up and distributed where they are.
That'd be awesome, Daryl. I wish more people had the activist gumption to go out and do that. But I was actually bragging about you the other day to somebody about how there has been a lot of people who have planned to do newspapers up here, and it never usually gets past the planning stage. You moved to town, and you literally one-manned this newspaper.
Yes.
You write, you edit, you design, you organize, you know, put it together, like whatever that's called, whatever that, you know, putting the articles in
certain places.
Design
the layout.
The layout, yeah. And then you were paying partially to print it. I kind of helped with that, and now there's somebody's donating bitcoins for that purpose. But and you do the distribution of it. I mean, you literally are a one-man newspaper operation, and it's really impressive. I just like to say thanks for that. I don't know how many people have the level of dedication to the craft that you do. Because if once you print them, you got to get them out there, too.
Right.
You got to go and deliver them. And I used to deliver the NH, the Keene Free Press, which was then called the NH Free, New Hampshire, I forget. Anyway.
It was the Keene Free Press, New Hampshire Free Press.
New Hampshire Free Press, right. So I spent, you know, that was like a two-hour job going from site to site to drop those things off. So incredible level of dedication, and I think it shows the quality and the caliber of some of the people that are coming up here as part of the Free State Project.
Yes.
But again, go and get more of Daryl over at fpp.cc. For those of you just tuning in, the Bearcat vote has been taken in Concord. We have been following the story here on Free Talk Live throughout the weeks. 11-4 was the ultimate vote in favor of them accepting the over $250,000, the blood money from the federal government to purchase this tank to give to the police. And as you pointed out, Daryl, they already have two of these units in Concord. I guess the police don't have them.
Concord police do not have one yet. They will be getting one.
Yeah.
There's something called the Central New Hampshire something unit, to where that's headquartered in New Hampshire, and they service...
So like state police or something?
Well, the state police have one as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Central New Hampshire, I forget, operational unit.
Okay.
Where it's sort of a regional SWAT team sort of thing that's headquartered in Concord has one.
Got it.
And then the Concord police will be getting one as well. But still, what I think is the best news of all is that Concord is in the middle of their filing period for city council. Two-thirds of the city council will be up for election.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because when the Keene City Council voted on this, it was nowhere near election time, and so we're going to have to rebring the issue up and try to kind of rebrand the issue and, you know, get people talking about it again here. But in Concord, it's a hot topic. I mean, people are there on this issue.
Yeah, they were really fools to do this so close to the filing period. They should have just waited until the next time around.
Yeah,
I mean,
through the election.
Yeah, just put it
or
off.
Wait until the filing period is done.
Yeah,
at the very least. But I would wait until after the election. I mean, that's how in Washington they would do it. And this just goes to show what a bunch of podunk amateur politicians they are. They don't even know how to properly go about hosing the citizenry.
Remember back in 2008 when Congress voted on TARP, just a couple of days before the election.
They had to do it to save America.
Right. But, you know, they did it just a couple of days before the election. Candidate filing was already done.
Was that the thing where there was like
90 days ago?
Was that the one where there was about 90% of people that were against that? Was it the bailout?
Yeah, like 90-95%.
So that was what I was saying before. The Bearcat issue is like a local version of a perfect example of how the government people don't care about what you want.
Yeah.
At the federal level, you can see it happening all the time. The TARP thing, the bailout, was a perfect example of that. Humongous outpouring against the bailouts. Yet they voted for it. And when I say they, I mean almost all of them. And then here in Keene and now in Concord, these city councils, humongous outpouring against the Bearcat. I mean, they had this meeting packed full of people. Same thing in Keene. The meeting was packed full. They had to close the doors to the meeting. The fire marshal and the police had to stand outside to stop people from going in. They did the same thing in Concord.
In Concord, they had a crowd outside the windows, like, you know, making noise when they found out.
They had a drum circle or whatever outside there, yeah. And so, I mean, there's no doubt, like, all of these city councilors, they knew what people thought about this. They had 1,500 petition signatures. Inevitably, people were calling it home. I know when we were doing this in Keene, when we were going out getting signatures from people, we had flyers for them, too. And the flyers had all the phone numbers for all the city councilors on them. So anybody who got this flyer could take it home, and they could call every one of these city councilors. And a lot of people did. A lot of people contacted these city councilors, and guess who was in favor of the Bearcat? The police and former cops and the family members of the cops. And that's about it. So it just goes to show, it's crystal clear to anyone paying attention, that this idea of representative democracy is ridiculous, right on its face. They just spit in everybody's face. We don't care how much time you spent on this. We don't care how many people have voted against it, or not voted, but have spoken out against it. We don't care about everything you've done thus far. We want what the police say. Yes, yes, sir, Mr. Police Officer. We'll do whatever it is you tell us to. We're your obedient city council, even though we hired you.
Well, the suggestion is that you hire the people, these representatives, to represent you, and then the representatives have to make the tough decisions that you might not make in that position. So the suggestion is that you would hire somebody to represent you who's smarter than you and can make wiser decisions, is what these prideful, arrogant people that do these jobs think. Like, if you're a representative represents people's interest, even if that interest is wrong, stupid, misplaced, or whatever,
right,
they don't represent the police. The police don't get a representative.
Well, look, we all know that's nonsense, right? I mean, because the idea of representation is ridiculous.
That's what I'm trying to show.
Right. They can't represent everybody. They can only represent a certain viewpoint, and that viewpoint may or may not be held by a certain percentage of people. I like it when a politician will be honest with you and say, look, I don't represent people. I have to make decisions based on my values and my principles. In this case, their value is to do whatever the cops want them to. But at least I would appreciate a politician being honest about that. Like, for instance, if I got elected, I wouldn't bother to claim that I was representing anybody. If I'm representing anything, it's the ideas of liberty. And that would have been the reason why I would, that would have been the campaign that I would have been campaigning on, would be the ideas of freedom. And so, hey, you're going to get me to vote. I'm going to vote in favor of freedom, every
call
issue,
me
every
Dr.
time.
Call me Dr. No.
Yeah. So let's go to Nathan. He's on the line in, I don't know where. Nathan, you're on from somewhere on Skype.
How are you guys doing?
Where are you calling from, Nathan?
Texas, but
okay, great.
Sometimes you introduce people as calling from Skype, so I thought I'd say Skype and...
You wrote Skype when I asked you where you're calling from. Got it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to disagree with the caller. I think it was Dave earlier who was calling about, logic and burden of proof in a court of law. It's kind of funny. When I pulled up the lawdictionary.org, burden of proof was the word of the day on it. But basically, I mean, it sounds like he's saying he doesn't agree with this, or like he's kind of confusing it with something in science. Because the way it works is someone who makes the claim has to provide the evidence. Otherwise, you'd be in the position of having to disprove things that people are saying.
What you're referring to is our caller earlier who stated that as a scientist he could not agree to believe in someone's innocence prior to a criminal case. If you want to stand by, we'll continue here in a moment. More with Nathan and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Any thoughts on the Bearcat and whatever else is on your mind goes? You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you'd like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. 453 SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on Sky. Skype. We've got the Skype username for you to connect to. It's lrn.fm. That will allow you access to us on Skype, which will make you sound pretty great as long as you have a semi-decent microphone. Plus, you can also, of course, reach us through the website at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. The mobile site is available for you. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams, broadband, midband, dial-up versions of the show. They're all available through m.freetalklive.com.
Forcefieldenergy.com. I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. As a matter of fact, the schedule is coming to a close here. It's a limited time offer for their private placement. And one thing I keep mentioning, and I think because it's so important, is when you're looking for a stock, you want to make sure you know that you've got a company that's got good leadership. And Forcefield Energy has good leadership. Not just David Natin, the CEO, who is a second publicly traded company. The last one went from $9 a share to $63 a share in 3 years. But Richard St. Julian and the rest of the management team over there, these guys are top-notch. CFO Jason Williams, they can raise capital. They're not going to mortgage the company's future. They get paid primarily in stock. Management owns 25% of the company and 25% of the stock. And their stock is voluntarily locked up until December 2014 in order to give you comfort and peace of mind that they're working as hard as possible to raise that stock price for you. And that's what matters for you is if you're a stockholder of FNRG. That's forcefieldenergy.com. Anybody can go get this company. It's available. All you have to do is you can look it up online with whatever search engine you use, and you can buy with whatever brokerage account. But if you've got $25,000 to invest, you can get into the private placement, which is ending shortly. And to do that, you just go to forcefieldenergy.com, click the Contact Us tab there. There are email addresses and telephone numbers that you can get a hold of. Obviously, every investment involves risk. I've taken that risk with you, though, because I believe in this company. With the private placement, you need to hold the stock for up to 6 months, but you can get a stock that's currently at $5.19 a share for $4 a share. It's a big savings. Forcefieldenergy.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun, or rather, in this case, back to Skype. Nathan is there in Texas, and you were talking about a guy who called the show in the last hour. We were talking about jury duty and some other court-related things, and he had said that he could not make a statement to a judge that he could believe someone was innocent until proven guilty. And you were taking issue with that. Could you explain what you were saying again? Because I don't think we had the full context last time.
Oh, right. So basically, I mean, the fact that it's a court of law isn't really like the main issue, because it's really about how argument works in logic. The court is, I mean, it's a lot of things, but mainly it's formalizing this process of making a claim, in this case, that someone is guilty of a crime, providing evidence for that claim, and then, reaching a decision as to whether that claim is true. But the basic framework is the same in any kind of like logical argument. You know, the person who makes the claim in logic has to provide evidence to prove the claim, and otherwise you could do it where, like if someone makes the claim that, like, say there's a flying teapot in orbit, they could say, all right, I've made this claim, now you have to provide evidence that there is no teapot. And, that's what this burden of proof concept means. The person who makes the claim has to provide evidence for it.
I don't think that's I don't think that's what the caller was claiming. I think yes, you're right, that from a rhetorical standpoint, that's how one has to prove a claim. If one makes a positive statement, that whatever the positive statement is, one must back up that positive statement. If one makes a negative statement, one doesn't necessarily have to back it up. But what he was saying was that scientists go about proving something differently. They start with a hypothesis, so they do not start with a presumption of nothing. They start with a presumption, and they either prove or disprove that presumption. So he was being comparative in that situation between what he considered the scientific method and the method for discerning guilt or innocence.
Right. I was going to get to that.
Okay.
I think it sounded like he was kind of talking about falsificationism, like where you can only disprove claims and you can never you can only disprove claims that you make, and you can't really do like inductive work or confirm a scientific claim. Is that what it sounded like he was saying?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't entirely concur with his statement either, but I'm not going to claim to know better because he was claiming to be a scientist. I'm just claiming to be a talk show host.
Well, there's this really good article like about the science thing. There's this really good article in the Skeptical Inquirer I pulled up here by Martin Gardner called A Skeptical Look at Karl Popper. And he basically kind of goes over this idea of falsificationism where you can't really prove statements to be true in science. You just gather evidence against those statements that, you know, and then you sort of whittle away until you have your science. And, you know, to me, that's not really how science works. Like when Einstein proposed his relativity theory, one of the first things they did was look for confirmation. They looked for a certain way the planet Mercury orbits to confirm the claims that he was making.
To either confirm or disprove his claim.
Well, I mean, because any claim you could restate it as a negative, right? Like looking for evidence of black swans, you could say you're looking for evidence that there are no white swans, sort of. I mean, the way you think of it is you're looking for evidence to confirm the theory that Einstein is making. Otherwise, it just seems like, I mean, like in this article here, he says, scientists are discovering smaller and smaller planets. You know, why bother to say, as each new and smaller planet is discovered, that it tends to falsify the conjecture that there are no small planets? Why not just say that you're confirming or you're gathering inductive evidence that there are smaller planets than you had thought existed? I mean, to me, I think a lot of Popper is overblown.
You mean
overblown
in the solar system? Where are these smaller planets?
Outside the solar system. They're saying that we're finding smaller planets, and this is providing evidence that smaller planets existed than we thought.
I see. I mean, so they're round. They have regular orbits. They're not dominated by their moons, that kind of thing?
Right. I mean, you could rephrase it like with this Popper way and say that you're falsifying the conjecture that there are no small planets, but that's not really how actual scientists would think about it. You would think about it as we're finding evidence of smaller planets, and that's inductive positive evidence. So I think it's a really good article. But you
what
know,
was this article
lots...
again? It just posted on the Facebook page.
Okay, well, I'll link it here.
Yeah, I don't know why you wanted to post it on the really Facebook page. Thank you, by the way, Nathan. I appreciate the
mention
call
it here, but I'm just saying.
Sure. But, I mean, why post it to the Facebook page when you can post it to freetalklive.com and then other people can vote on it? Thanks for the call tonight. If the average person posts something to the Facebook page, it doesn't show up for everybody else. You know that, right?
If they post it, it does show up.
Only in the little area where it shows what other people have posted. So it's not as obvious as, say, if you were to go to freetalklive.com and then submit the link of your choice. It'll be a lot more prominent, I think, if you actually go to our website.
Okay.
Freetalklive.com, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Hey, still to come here, we've got news about the NSA. Apparently, they have cracked through encryption, and Daryl's got some related story to that. We really haven't covered that yet.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype the show. Username there is lrn.fm, so connect with us in whatever way is best, most convenient for you. They're all free, so enjoy that. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all free. cam.freetalklive.com.
Blockchain.info is the best place to get an online wallet for your bitcoins. Now, you probably heard about bitcoins. They're certainly hitting the news. If you haven't heard about bitcoins, you should do a little research. Maybe go to weusecoins.org and take a look around. Blockchain.info certainly has some information there for you, too. But they're a currency that allow you to send and receive money on the Internet without having to pay any fees or negligible fees, depending on the situation. They give you complete control over your own bank account. This currency is a sort of unbreakable code. It's a leap forward in currency. Try to take dollar bills and shove them into the side of your computer and see if you can make them come out on the other side in North Korea. Because I can do that with bitcoins nearly instantaneously.
They have the internet in North Korea?
Yes, they do.
Not many people.
Some people do. And I'm sure they would appreciate some bitcoins over there.
If you have the internet in North Korea, you probably aren't a good guy.
Maybe.
Just saying.
You don't. There's a lot of people who just. I don't know if that's necessarily true. They're one of these defectors. I just saw his video. He was on the internet. Blockchain.info to get your free online wallet.
All right. Hey, you know one of the things I like about Blockchain.info? They hired Mandrick. Apparently, I don't know if you saw that today.
No, I did not.
Mandrick, for longtime listeners, know Mandrick has advertised his delicious baklava with us in the past. And apparently he's also a Bitcoin guru because he just got hired by blockchain.info.
Nice.
Pretty cool. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Ray is on the line listening in Minnesota.
in Duluth. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I've never heard of you guys before, and I'm a volunteerist running for a city council seat in Duluth, Minnesota, and
wow.
One of my supporters recommended that I call in and chat with you guys. I guess my first question would be, I hear you guys talk about New Hampshire and Keene and Free State a lot, and I was wondering, you know, if any volunteerists have gotten elected to any offices out there in New Hampshire. I know a lot of libertarian-leaning people have gotten elected, but are there any full-blown volunteerists that have made it into elected office?
I would say I would be tempted to say the number dozens, but certainly I could say many.
I know Mark Warden. I've seen him wearing an anarchy T-shirt. I don't know if that means that he's a voluntarist or what, but there's some really principled people.
Having looked at some of Mark's votes, I would say that he is not necessarily an anarchist.
Well, sometimes, you know, when you vote on political matters, there's not always a real clear, liberty answer in some cases. I'm not sure which votes you're referring to, but Mark Warden did win the New Hampshire
the NHLA legislator
of the year 2 years in a row. I don't know if it was two in a row, but he's won it 2 years, and he's a Free State Project participant, a very principled guy. I'm sure he would defend whatever his votes were on whatever reasons. We don't have him here to do that at this time. But yeah, I mean, there's some really principled, liberty-minded people that have been elected here that just would never have been elected anywhere else. I mean, there's actually a guy who ran as an anarchist against a liberty-leaning Republican, and both of them were Free State Project participants, and the guy who was an anarchist won the election.
As a Democrat,
yeah. Yeah, no one has run as under the Voluntarist Party, because there is no Voluntarist Party, so there are people who've run as Republicans or Democrats, and they have won here in New Hampshire. So you've heard of...
But not just representatives. We're talking about people on city council seats, school boards, things like that.
So you've heard of the Free State Project, but this is your first time listening to Free Talk Live?
Yeah. I actually, my wife and I, we joined on Facebook, the Free State Project, and we were discussing moving out there and started making plans. But then I'm originally from Detroit, and so now the situation in Detroit is looking more and more appealing for an attempt at something like the Free State Project.
Explain to me, because I have yet to get somebody from the sort of the Free Detroit movement to call in and explain to me what could possibly be attractive about a city who's lost nearly all of its industrial might, that's deteriorating right in front of you, but still has essentially all of its governmental jobs intact.
Well, for me, one of the biggest things, I'm prior military, and I became aware of Threat Management Center, which is a market-based, non-violent police force, security force, and I was astonished that they had such amazing results and such a long track record of nonviolence. And so that piqued my interest first, and then seeing a lot of other anarchist and voluntarist type movements, kind of grassroots, starting out in Detroit, where neighbors are taking care of neighbors and people are just coming together and solving problems without the violent intervention of the state. And so that really appealed to me.
I think that that company you're talking about there, I've forgotten what their
Threat Management Center
is, probably the brightest shining light in Detroit.
So you want to go work for them?
Absolutely. I actually emailed them, and I was expecting a response from like the HR department. I'm the CEO himself personally emailed me back. Mm-hmm. I told him about my background and told him I'd like to go work for you guys, or maybe I'd like to come take some training and then bring that knowledge back to Minnesota. But now more and more, if I'm leaning towards moving away from Duluth if I don't get elected to the city council and have an opportunity to make some changes here.
So, I mean, look, my concern with the Free Detroit movement is I know how difficult it is to convince people to move somewhere for liberty. We've been on the air now for a decade, more than a decade here on Free Talk Live, and almost the entire time We've been talking about the Free State Project on this show. I became a member about a year into doing this show. Mark, you shortly thereafter, I think.
Not too long ago.
And, you know, so we've been longtime participants and promoters of the idea of people moving for liberty and to get active for freedom. And when Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, was running his numbers and calculating, you know, what's it going to take to have an impact on a place, right? Like, we want to change one state to make it a free place or a much freer place. You know, what kind of people, how many people do we need to make that happen? He thought it was 20,000 was the number in a state with less than 1.5 million population. And it turns out he overestimated a little bit from what I understand of what he said, because he didn't realize that the people who would move would be like super activists in comparison to what he was expecting. He just kind of thought 20,000 people like voting would be just about all they would do, maybe a few things here and there besides that. But really, the people here are dedicated people, as they should be, because they picked up their lives and they've moved for liberty. But you'd be shocked at how hard it is to, you know, to convince people to move somewhere, especially somewhere cold. And Detroit's not exactly a solar city. So, you know, it's really difficult. My point being that Detroit's humongous. It's got a large population, even though it's declined significantly in the last several decades. And then you're still dealing with Michigan, which is a state of God knows how many millions of people. I'd have to go and pull that up, and I can do that here.
But many millions.
What is the goal of this Free Detroit movement, as you understand it?
I think it's little pockets of agorism and just moving your consent from the state. Because the way I see it is that eventually, initiatives, if they work and if they start to actually prosper, then it's naturally going to attract more people. And if they're doing all of this outside the purview of the local government, you know, if they're being true, you know, agorists and actually actively, you know, engaging in civil disobedience, like not respecting the authority of the local police department and things of that nature to whatever extent they can.
Stand by, Ray. I want to bring it back and hear more about why this is so exciting. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sure, if you actually get an exciting movement, it is going to attract people. There's no
doubt
about
that. I think the
job
sounds good.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And we do have live streams. You can go and get tuned in on our site. You can also listen via over 120 radio stations from coast to coast. We've got satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio. And the free-to-air channel. Free-to-air channel is available across North and Central America. All you need to have is some pretty affordable receiving equipment, and then it'll cost you $0 per month. Thanks to Bitcoin, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about all of our listening options, including the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So again, go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, on this show, we've talked a lot about the Free State Project because, well, the three of us in the studio tonight are all Free State Project participants.
And I'd say we're pretty much in the camp of zealot.
We picked up our lives. You've got to be a zealot for liberty to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The idea is to concentrate activism, to take liberty-minded people who are just spread too darn thin all across the country and around the world and concentrate them in one place. Unfortunately, since the creation of the Free State Project, there have been several other Move Here projects that have taken a similar concept, like, hey, let's all get together in this one place, and they've applied it to their favorite place. So some people, it's Asheville, North Carolina. Some, it's Austin, Texas. Now there's this Free Detroit thing. There was Free State Wyoming, which has kind of fizzled out. Free State Europe never really went anywhere.
If you want to see a list of, I think, a couple of dozen of these that are listed as, you know, some are failed. Some
Paulville.
Are, yeah, indeed. Paulville is another one. You can go to, on Facebook.com, you can go to here, The Move. It's The Move Here Project.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. You just look for The Move Here Project, and it chronicles
all of these.
All of these, as many as we've been able to find.
Free DC, Free Tampa. I mean, there's several of these things out there. And, that's disappointing to me, but that's just how it is, right? The Liberty Movement's a bunch of cats, stray cats, and you can't hurt them. You know, nobody's going to agree on everything. But, gosh, if we could get more people to move to one place, it would really have an effect. I think that's what we're showing with the Free State Project. The Free State Project is the most successful of all of these, Me Too movements with the whole Move Here thing. But one of the newest ones that's got a lot of buzz around it, at least at this time, usually there's some buzz that starts in the beginning and then they kind of peter out, but the Free Detroit Project seems to have a lot of
notoriety in amongst some of the movement, certainly the more agorist style folks, the people that are more for the outside of the system approach. And Ray is one of them. Now, Mark, you said you've invited some Free Detroit folks to call the show.
I have. I haven't been able to get anybody to call in.
So here he is.
He's delighted to have Ray on. And I know he doesn't represent Free Detroit.
Well, nobody really represents the idea of the Free State Project either. But anyway, Ray, glad to have you. Glad that you're here kind of explaining. You were interested in the Free State Project, but your interest has waned as a result of hearing about Free Detroit. So we're trying to understand, you know, why this is such a great idea, what's so attractive about it for you. Obviously, you know, in New Hampshire, you've got 1.5 million population. It's not even that. It's like more like 1.4. And you've already got over 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 14,000 have pledged to make the move here. So, you know, we're already well on the way. I don't know if Free Detroit has any numbers or any goals or anything like that. Do you?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily know if they have the numbers or the goals for something as specific and clearly defined as the Free State Project in New Hampshire is. But what I do see happening in Detroit is kind of a grassroots, bottom-up organization. Where I read an article from the Detroit Free Press a few weeks ago, something to the tune of 70 or 80% of Detroit residents are not paying their property taxes.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
And that's from the homes that are actually occupied. That's not even including vacant homes, okay? And so you've already got 70 to 80% of the population that to some extent or another is taking an agorist approach.
They're dissatisfied with their government services, I think is probably the most accurate thing to say.
Well, right, because isn't agorism essentially some, like, you know, this radical strategy to replace the state with private options, individuals offering services in competition to the state? You know, doing these things with the specific purpose of eliminating the idea of the state, someone not paying property taxes, you really couldn't call them an agorist by definition.
No, not
to,
like that.
To some extent, it's civil disobedience.
That much is true.
But from what I've read about the people not paying property tax in Detroit, it's not that they're fed up with, the government's wasting our money. They're fed up because, well, they're not doing anything for us anyway, so why should I give them money?
Well, that's a great
point. The police department is only open. There's not enough government, so I'm just not going to fund the level of government that we have. We
good
need
on
more
them.
Government.
I think that's great. I really do think that's great news. So, I mean, I think that that's one of the reasons why the Free Detroit Project has the buzz that it does, because Detroit really is a unique place.
Like, it is a failing government.
Right. Like, if you're going to move to a big city to try to do some kind of liberty project, Detroit's probably a better choice than Tampa or D.C., which is two of the other places I've seen these things proposed. But that's, you know, that said, it's still a big city in a state with 10 million people, nearly 10 million people living there. We did some checking. So, I mean, what are your goals with this? I mean, you just want to have a little agorist enclave where you, you know, grow some food in the ground and raise some animals? Or what's your vision?
That would be part of it. But also, I think I kind of took issue. I forget how you introduced the segment, but the wording you used, I kind of took a little bit of issue with, and that's because what I'm seeing happen in the liberty movement as a whole is kind of a paradigm shift where we're actually, I mean, I've seen it myself in my personal life and in my campaigning where people who before were hardcore statists, you know, after they're actually beginning to see the light. I think the country as a whole, the president on down, it's gotten so bad that even I have family members who are diehard Obama supporters, voted for him twice, and even they are starting to post comments and statuses on Facebook that have a libertarian ring to them. And so I think the focus on moving to one place and doing it here it might be a little outdated now. It might be time to just do it everywhere.
I find that ridiculous. Well, I don't necessarily think that that's
I hope he's right. I hope there's like this huge liberty explosion out there that everyone's on the cusp of becoming a libertarian and getting active and doing things and putting their freedom on the line. No one's even near that.
I've been hearing that as long as I've been a libertarian.
Yeah.
I think that there are some things changing. I will agree with that. Do I see this libertarian revolution coming and washing away the sins of the state? No, I don't see that. But I do believe that I think that there's some things like Bitcoin and the idea of seasteading, which is moving, human habitation out onto the water and creating voluntarist communities where you don't have to go and fight a bunch of statists for a piece of land. You can actually start at the point of, if not zero, no state, at least -10 with very little state with the law of the seas and things like that. So I see value with Bitcoin and those kind of things. But if one picks up and moves to a place, moving is an extraordinarily expensive operation. Forget the $1,000 for the moving truck. You got to sell a house. You got to buy a house. There's closing costs on either end.
Some people move and rent.
What's that?
Some people rent.
A moving
thousands
truck?
Of dollars.
Everything I own, I can fit in my car.
I think that's awesome. The people that have moving trucks are often more valuable to the liberty movement than the people who don't. Just saying, not saying that you're not the you're not awesome.
Daryl's one of the best activists up here.
He certainly is. I'm making a generalization.
He puts most people to shame.
I think I made that statement clear earlier. I'm just making a generalization that you got to get the people with the moving trucks in order to have some level of success. And once people are invested in all these different locations around. Like, for instance, with Free Detroit, I think that the getting the job thing, I think that's totally worth doing for you individually. But consider that once you go there, step one, start some agorism stuff. Step two, we're not sure. Step three, enjoy liberty. There in step two, the state is going to get, say, funded by the state of Michigan, the city government of Detroit is going to get funded by the state of Michigan or the United States federal government. It's going to spring back to some extent, and you guys and your pigs are going to be out in your little piggy ears. And that's likely what the suggestion is. By the way, I raise hogs. I'm not making fun of people that raise hogs.
Who's to say the same thing couldn't happen in New Hampshire from a federal level?
Wait a second. I think that what I'm saying is a likely circumstance. And what you're suggesting is that they're going to roll tanks in to New Hampshire and kick out people who have been duly elected representatives.
Well, I didn't necessarily envision tanks. I envisioned IRS agents, actually.
Okay.
And so, and that's one of the things. One of my campaign platforms that I'm running on here in Duluth is a voluntary revenue allocation proposal.
All right, stand by, Ray. I actually want to hear more about your campaign, because you say you're a voluntarist running for city council in Duluth, Minnesota. I wonder how that's going. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.